ஹாப்பி இண்டிபெண்டன்ஸ் டே ஆனந்த்.
ஹாப்பி இண்டிபெண்டன்ஸ் டே வினோத். 75 இயர்ஸ்
கரெக்ட்
இஸ் அ லாங் டைம் ஃபார் அஸ் அஸ் ஹியூமன்ஸ்
கரெக்ட்
பட் நாட் அ லாங் டைம் இன் த லைஃப் ஆஃப் அ நேஷன். ஸோ வி ஆர் ஸ்டில் அ வெரி யங் நேஷன். லெட் அஸ் டுடே பேட் அவர் செல்ஸ் அட் த பேக் அண்ட் ஃபார் ரிமைனிங் எ டெமோக்ரஸி அண்ட் லெட் அஸ் கண்டினியூ டு ப்ரிசர்வ் அவர் டெமோக்ரஸி
அண்ட் யுனைட் அண்ட் செலிப்ரேட் அவர் டைவர்சிட்டி அட் த சேம் டைம்
சேம் and let us defend the values enshrined in our
constitution. Yes. We may not agree on everything, but we are all Indians.
We may agree to disagree, but we are all Indians.
Correct. Law 44. Disarm and infuriate with the mirror effect. The mirror reflects reality, but it also is a perfect tool for deception. When you mirror your enemies doing exactly as they do, they cannot figure out your strategy. The mirror effect mocks and humiliates them, making them overreact. By holding up a mirror to their psyches, you seduce them into the illusion that you share their values. By holding up a mirror to their actions, you teach them a lesson. A few can resist the power of the mirror effect. Solangana.
This is a brilliant negotiating tool. When you are in negotiating, when somebody is talking to you, if you can mirror some of it back by using some of their conversation and putting it back to them, and you keep doing this, you normally win a conversation. In the mirror effect, you can understand Bruce Lee wrote a poem. Enter the Dragon, I think.
Enter the Dragon, Kannadi Kannadi.
Everything is Kannadi. Where is the one? Which is the real him? That is, who is the real villain? And at one time, he escaped and he can meditate. He will meditate till he gets a path. So that is the exact what this law says. That you have so many mirrors, you deceive the person, you don't even know what the other guy is doing. So one of the way is, mirroring is a form of flattery, and there is nobody who does not like flattery. So when a negotiation, when you are doing mirroring technique, is basically you are flattering the other guy. And when as a new flatterer, he has to give something back to you. And those are the terms of contract. This is the mirroring example. And Bruce Lee is the exact example of this mirroring. That is, you don't know from which is the real you. So you are camouflaging. And you are camouflaging and camouflaging yourself. Like a chameleon, changing the colors as per the environment. When the environment changes, so do you. So it's very articulate, very difficult if you are a master of mirror to find out what you think.
Correct.
Narasimha Rao used to be like that. Nobody could understand what he was thinking. At times we used to wonder whether he understood what he was thinking. He would never say anything. He would just keep nodding. Keep nodding, keep nodding, keep nodding. And you never expected that he would be the Prime Minister who brought the biggest changes after Gandhi and Nehru. But another master mirrorer. In fact, I have a friend who was very closely working inside that. He said the man was so good that at times you thought that he was playing chess with himself and very seriously playing chess with himself. That's the kind of ultimate mirroring, because chess is nothing but mirroring, because two of you keep making moves, trying to think what the other guy is wanting to do. And then when one guy makes a mistake and he quickly realizes, but he cannot go back, the other guy slaughters him in chess. Narasimha Rao is another great example. இதில் ரெண்டு மூணு டைப்ஸ் இருக்கு வினோத் சார், நீங்கள் கொஞ்சம் அந்த லிஸ்ட்டை சொல்லுங்கள்.
Yes, he talks about four types of mirroring effect. The first one is called neutralizing effect. Do what your enemies do. Follow their actions the best you can, as they cannot see what you're up to. They're blinded by your mirror. That means, சொல்லுங்க ஆனந்த்.
காப்பி பண்ணுறது தான். When in chess, people keep repeating the moves. There's a pattern.
Correct.
People go into the pattern and mirror the pattern till they can figure out that the other guy has not figured out what you tried to do. And this is playing a rally in tennis. If you see, they'll be keeping slogging at each other for a long time. You'll be thinking why they are not moving. Both of them know the angles are so good. They have to hit it back where it comes.
Margin of errors are so small.
Margins of errors are so small. Wait panni, right time le wait panni. When the opponent makes a mistake, they move in for the kill.
The second one he talks about is called the narcissism effect. Narcissism effective is, you look deep into the soul of the other person, fathom their innermost desires, their values and their tastes and their spirits, and reflect it back upon them.
Nama Jayalalitha madam na example. Yaru, people like Panneerselvam would have never been MLAs if there was no this effect. And Sashikala was Kutti boss, she was big boss. So incompetent men like Panneerselvam got to be chief ministers twice because of this. You can name ministers in DMK's cabinet. You can name ministers in the previous Congress cabinet who were as good as the chief minister. But you cannot name anybody in Jayalalitha's time and say he was a good.
Even Trump ran his presidency like that.
Jayalalitha makkaluk theriyunga. Jayalalitha ku or whiff of doubt vanda and the minister kaanam poiduvaan. Because she ran everything else with her team of IAS officers who are loyal to her.
Even if they get unnecessary press.
At one time she passed a rule. The posters should not have the photographs of anybody except her in one size, huge size. And three stamp size photographs of MGR, Periyar and Annadurai. No other leader could keep his photograph.
Yes.
Because people will associate him with the photograph. This is narcissism at its highest. And she destroyed her party.
Right.
Yeah, but yet people, some of them keep praising her for...
Because they do not know still how much influence she really holds.
Yeah.
If the day is realized she has no more influence way in Tamil Nadu politics, she'll be forgotten.
Yeah.
With a vengeance. Number three, it's called the moral effect. You teach others a lesson by giving them a taste of their own medicine. Solanganan.
Do others what they do unto you. If somebody tries to cut you to size, you move around and try to cut the other person even faster. This is a classic business moves when two companies are competing with each other for market share. This is true of Apple and Microsoft squabbling with each other till that Phil Scully took out jobs out of Apple and Microsoft squashed Apple. And at the time when Gates had to make a comeback, he used this and he said to Gates, if you invest in me, we can hold off the anti-competition among ourselves. I need the money, you put some money into Apple. And Gates in Microsoft invested in Apple at that time.
And where this is used most is in boxing, something known as shadow boxing. It's a... important part of your boxing training is shadow boxing, where you box with yourself. That is nothing but this mirroring, where you hone your skills and you improve your muscle memory. And it's a meditative state of boxing, where you keep on practicing. All the great boxers, including Muhammad Ali and everybody who I know, are great exponents of shadow boxing. Shadow boxing is nothing but practicing
boxing
this law.
Yourself.
Yes. So today's law was quite interesting. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed your holiday today, Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day, guys. We'll finish the laws. Hopefully by next Sunday, we would have
finished his book. And Anand has already given me work on the next one, which I'll be introducing towards the end of this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Ellarkum nandri.